So I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that you and I are friends, because I suspect I'm going to say some things to you that I wouldn't say to other people. So, I mean, I think chaos is one of the plans. The idea of creating just such extraordinary movement as quickly as the Trump administration has done is definitely designed to knock people off their pins so that they stop pushing back, they stop even trying to understand what's happening, and they just back away and say, whatever, politics is all the same, I'm not going to be part of it, and let those people do whatever they want to do, which is how you got, for example, one of the ways in which you got the rise of Putin in Russia. But you know, as you know, I watch this administration very, very carefully. And I tend to think that people operate the way they do for a reason. And it seems to me, if you look at what's happening in the country right now, there are a lot of different moving pieces. And one of the things that really, I think, jumped out to me with the Signal chat in which the most senior members of the Donald Trump administration were essentially planning a military attack on the Houthis in Yemen without the commander in chief was really revealing. And the number of times that people have asked Trump, what do you think of this? What have you been told about this? And he'll say, I don't know. I don't know. Tell somebody else. Ask somebody else. I don't know. I don't think he's the one calling the shots. It seems to me as if they, and I'll explain who they are in a minute, are using him as a figurehead. And so you have at least three different people who are using him in order to put their own agendas into place. So you have Russell Vought at the, he's the director of the Office of Management and Budget, but he's very closely connected to Project 2025. And we know that a number of the elect, a number, a majority of the executive orders coming out of the Trump administration were exactly aligned with Project 2025. And he is tearing down the modern American government because he would like to replace it with a theocracy. And it's interesting how little of what we're going to replace this with you're seeing. And then you've got Elon Musk and the people I keep calling the tech bros, but the people who are represented by the Department of Government Efficiency, and they want to tear everything down for a number of reasons, I think. I don't think they're a monolith either. I think they are people who, some of them just think it's fun to blow stuff up. Some of them want, in Musk's case, to gather the contracts from the United States government into his own hands, because I think he's actually in quite bad shape financially. And some of them actually have some sort of, I would call them juvenile fantasies about rebuilding a technocratic society that they're going to be in charge of. So then you have those people. And then I think you also have Stephen Miller. I thought it was interesting in that Signal chat that Stephen Miller stopped the discussion of what they were going to do simply by invoking Trump. And Stephen Miller is obviously fiercely anti-immigrant, but also I think fiercely, I mean, he is in it for the cruelty. So I think there's a lot of competing impulses behind the administration, and there may be more as well. But I mean, obviously, outside of the White House, you also have simply what I would call the oligarchs or the old establishment Republicans who want to get rid of the modern American state because they don't like regulation and they don't like taxes. So they're out there too. But what it seems to me we are seeing is this extraordinarily toxic mix that is in the process of it of tearing apart the American government that we've lived under since at least World War II. And it is inherently profoundly unstable.
And I look at the whole Signalgate controversy here, and obviously there's the idea of this information, classified, secretive, whatever you want to call it, but clearly vital information that could impact American lives that's being bandied about here on this open communication system. But I take that as only part of the story. The other part being, I suspect they have used this as standard communications because it eliminates a paper trail.
Yeah, no, I think that's clear. And that, you know, Project 2025 alluded to that, and the fact they all jumped on it, and when we say that's illegal, what we mean is that there are laws in place, including the Presidential Records Act, that says that essentially everything that somebody does in power in the White House has to be preserved unless it is explicitly personal. And I remember for some president, there was a discussion about whether or not a photograph of his mother that had been signed by a famous world leader or, given to his mother or something, could, what belonged to the American people or belonged to the family. And there was actually sort of a back and forth about that. So yeah, I think they did that. But I think there's actually something else around here, which I keep coming back to. And you saw it in the Signal chat, and you see it in the disdain with which White House correspondent Caroline Leavitt talks to the press. And you see it certainly with Vice President J.D. Vance and the way he talks. And that, and you certainly see it with Elon Musk. And what I see is the idea that these people, that is the people directing the country, are better than the rest of us. And they are doing what is best for us, even if we don't want it. And even if it's going to cost lives, because they know something that we don't, and or they're smarter than us, or they're better connected than us. And it keeps bringing me back to this theme that runs through American history where, you know, that's what the elite enslavers said as well. We need to get rid of democracy because we're the ones who understand how things really should work. And that, you know, it's hard to call that out because it's so inherent in everything they say. But I come back to the fact there's two ways to look at the world, either that some people are better than others and have the right to rule, or that we're all equal and we have a right to have a say in our government and to be treated equally before the law and have equal access to resources. And they're just so blatant about you little people. You know, we don't, you know, what's that thing in that movie in Princess Bride where he says, you know, some of you are going to have the prince or the king says, some of you are going to have to die, but I'm okay with that, you know?